Hello.
Hello, Anthony?
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy from the FedEx office.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know that you don't have any deliveries today.
Okay.
You won't be getting any deliveries today. Not from FedEx, anyway.
I never get none anyways.
Yeah, well, this is a new service we provide. We're going to be calling you every single day to let you know that you don't have deliveries.
And but if you don't have to do that because I haven't ordered nothing.
I know that, but it's just so you know that you won't be getting any deliveries. And if you are getting a delivery, we won't call.
If I am getting a delivery?
Yeah, we will not call you, but we're going to be calling you every day.
What the fuck? This is weird.
I'm just calling to let you know that we're...
Very good. Thank you.
Bye.
Mr. Dabalina is your host of the show where he plays the very best in prank call audio. He calls people up and tricks them a good one till they get angry and threaten him with a shotgun. Tells all the guys that need to shut up their misses. He calls Circle K and makes a flip all the switches. Camper top landlords, tunnels, and cardings. A brand new adventure every time the phone rings. It's fun to make people question their reality, so turn up the sound and enjoy the calamity. 6,000 miles from Central Argentina. Argentina is the world of prank calls with your host, Mr. Dabalina.
Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina. Mr. Dabalina, Mr. Bob Dabalina.
Hi there, everybody. You're listening to the 84th episode of Mr. Dabalina's wonderful world of prank calls, and I'm your host, Mr. Dabalina. Today, I'm going to play a bunch of pranks, and they're all going to have something to do with package deliveries in one way or another. So let's get started with that. We're going to start with this call to some lady named Beverly.
Hello, Beverly.
Hello.
Hi, Beverly. Can you hear me?
Yes, this is Beverly.
Okay, great. This is Sensei Doug from UPS. I delivered a package to you today.
Oh, here at work?
Yeah. Oh, no, at the mobile home park on Lane.
Oh, okay. And I'm at work, hon.
Oh, where's work at?
Down on. I work for this.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I threw your package on the roof of your mobile home.
That's really nice. Thank you.
I just wanted to apologize for that. I was trying to throw it from the truck onto your porch, and I just kind of went a little bit too...
Now, how do you know something wasn't in there that was fragile and could have been broken?
Oh, we throw stuff all the time. So it's not...
Well, you're going to have to get up on my roof and get the package.
Oh, no, I don't have a ladder. There's no way for me to get up there. You just...
Well, you better figure it out, honey, because it's probably something I paid for, and you better figure it out. I'm not crawling up on my roof to get a package you threw on my roof.
Well, does the park manager have a ladder, maybe, that you could borrow?
Go and check at one of the offices.
Oh, no.
You'll have to do it. I'm at work.
Ma'am, it's the busy
season.
But
I do expect the package on my porch when I get home.
Oh, well, no, it's going to be on the roof. I'm so sorry. It's kind of...
You get it off the roof. One way or another, honey, you're going to get off the roof or you're paying for it.
Do you have like a broom maybe around the trailer that I could...
There are rakes and stuff on the other side of my porch, but
rocks.
I don't want my roof damaged either.
I'll probably end up losing a rake up there too. I don't want to do that. Maybe if I just throw rocks at it, I can get it over to the edge. I'm so sorry.
Listen, you go get a ladder. You do what you need to do. Crawl on top of your truck, but you get the package off my roof.
Well,
UPS is going to be paying for it.
Beverly, I'm so sorry, but I'm afraid of heights, and I don't feel comfortable getting on...
I don't give a crap if you're afraid of heights or not. Well, I'm a 73-year-old woman. You want me to crawl up on my own goddamn roof?
Well, I'm...
You figure out how to get the package off my roof, buddy, and it better be on my porch.
I just wanted to apologize, that's all. I don't think I really have time.
Apologize your ass off. It's obviously something I paid for. Get up on my roof and get the package off my roof.
Do you know what was in the box?
I have no idea. I have my Christmas stuff delivered. I have no idea. I don't care what was in the box. Well, obviously, I paid for it.
If I climb up there, I don't want to, knock it off. If I start poking at it with the rake and then it breaks more...
Sweetie, you go to a rental place and get... You do what you need to do.
Oh, no, I can't.
I need your name and your route number because I'm...
I can't afford a rental. I'm just a UPS driver, ma'am. Hello, Tina?
Yes.
Hey there. This is Steve Dave. I'm from Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
We accidentally shipped a few things to your house that are going to arrive today.
Okay, it's just, arrived yet.
I'm sorry, it's hard to hear you. What was that? Are we on speakerphone?
Yes, nothing has arrived yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to know when they arrive. It's going to be 14 really large boxes. I guess you're going to have to leave them outside. And we're going to send someone to pick them up But the boxes are actually coffins.
Oh.
So you're going to have...
I don't want them.
Well, yeah, I know. They're not for you. It's just, you know, we accidentally sent you 14 coffins.
14 coffins?
Yeah. Do you have, like, room out in your driveway? Because they're going to drop those off today. I think they're coming through FedEx.
No, I don't have room.
Well, like in the lawn, can we put 14 coffins in your lawn?
No, you cannot put, no, I don't want, I just moved here. Our house just got built. We're just seeding our grass, and I don't want 14 coffins on my lawn.
Well, you know, you'll kind of be the talk of the neighborhood, you know, it'll be a conversation piece to meet your neighbors.
No, that's not funny.
Okay. No, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm very sorry. This was an accident. We didn't mean to send you 14 coffins, but they're going to arrive today. It's out of our hands. They're coming FedEx. I have the tracking number if you want.
You know what? You need to keep them on the truck.
Oh, no, it's not our truck. It's FedEx. We can't stop FedEx from bringing them.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, there's no signature required, so they're just going to drop them
off. No, we're going to have a problem. You better not put no 14 coffins.
Ma'am, they've already been sent. There's nothing we can do at this point. We don't run FedEx.
No. Well, you're gonna have to figure something out.
Okay. Well, I've figured it out. I've decided to call you and let you know that you're gonna have to have these coffins in your lawn for a couple days.
Let me get my husband. Hold on one second.
Why? Why can't you handle it yourself?
That's not your business, Karen.
What's his name? Karen?
Karen. Karen, they're just calling me, talking about they're about to drop off 14 coffins in our front yard because they made a mistake. Amazon, they made a mistake, and they're about to drop off, and that's beyond their control.
No, they're not.
And they're going to put it in our grass.
No, they're not.
That's what I said.
No, you're not.
And he said, why do I need to talk to you? Why can't I just make the decision?
Who?
This man on the phone.
You on the nail?
He's on here right now.
I'm dropping no damn coffins off my yard. That's stupid.
And he said, well, it'll be funny.
Hello?
Oh, hello. This is Steve Day from Amazon. I was just explaining to that wife of yours that it's just a mistake. We just accidentally...
That wife of mine.
Well, you know, the way she's acting... But like, they were supposed to send it to a completely different address.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's just supposed to go to a different address. So we're going to send someone out to pick them up. But FedEx is going to bring them to your house.
No, they're not.
Oh, yes, they are. They're out for delivery today. I have the tracking number. Do you want the tracking number?
You're not dropping no 14 coffins off in my house, sir.
Well, it's not me. It's FedEx. It's just an accounting error. They sent them to the wrong address. It's like an honest mistake.
I will sit outside and wait on FedEx and tell him he's not going to do it. It's about to be a scene over here.
Okay, well, that's
got to be.
That's a little weird that you're going to try and cause a scene. He's just doing his job. He's just making a delivery. And I tried to tell that wife of yours that it was just a simple.
Hey, okay, look, you know what? You know what? I don't even need to talk to you anymore, man. You know, don't disrespect my wife.
Oh no, I'm not disrespecting her. I was just saying that the way that wife of yours was acting, like she's acting like it's my fault, and I'm just a worker here at Amazon. Can you tell her to shut the fuck up? What's she y'all screaming in the background for? Tell her to shut up.
This is a joke.
Why would you say it's a joke?
This is a joke, man. Well,
sir, you need to control that wife of yours.
All right, man. You're fine. Who is this, man? Is this somebody from work?
Yeah, it's Ted. Will you tell her to shut up, though, for real?
Yeah, he's playing.
No,
he's playing.
Oh, I would too.
What are you doing? What are you getting mad for?
Anyway, I'm hanging up now. It's been fun.
All right.
Tell that wife of yours I love her.
All right. Tell your wife or your mommy. Tell your mom I love her.
Okay. Oh, what, you don't think I have a wife?
I don't know what you got.
Okay.
I don't know what you got. I know you got a mother.
I don't know.
So I love her.
I don't know what you're implying, but okay. I'll tell my mother. Yeah,
tell
bye.
Tell your mom. Bye.
That mom of mine.
You tell that mom of yours that I love her.
Okay. Bye, Terrence.
All right. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Julian?
Sylvan, yes?
Hi, this is Dave from FedEx.
Yes, sir?
And I'm calling to let you know that we don't have any packages for you today.
Why are you calling me to let me know that?
Oh, you know, just so you know, it's a new service we offer, and we're just going to call every day that you don't have a package and let you know that there's no packages.
Why would you call me when I don't have a package?
Because, I don't know, it's just a new service we're offering.
Well, I do travel internationally, so if for every time you're going to call me to let me know I don't have a package, I'm going to pay $1.50 a minute.
Yeah, they'll only call you once a day, and pretty soon the system is going to be automated. So it'll tell you that you don't have a package.
No,
you didn't let me finish. It'll tell you you don't have a package, and then it'll tell you about special offers for the day here at FedEx.
No, but you don't understand. I'm not interested to get a phone call every day.
Well, no, it's a service. It's just going to let you know that there's no packages, and that way you don't waste your time coming down here thinking there's a package.
But I don't come to see you when I don't have a package. I don't come every day. Is Christina or Marisa around? Is this a joke, right?
Oh, no, it's not a joke. And she's with another customer right now. But no, I'm just letting you know there's no package here for you today, and I'll give you a call tomorrow and let you know another.
I don't want you to call me. Seriously, Dave, please don't.
No, we're doing this for all the customers now, just to let you know.
Well, then I'll stop shipping with FedEx.
Oh, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick, okay?
Excuse me?
I said don't be a dick.
Excuse me?
What? Because you're saying you're going to go to a competing company. That's kind of
right now, you're going to go and see me. I'm going to see you, and I hope your manager will be on site. I'm not going to be called a D-word by someone. No, Dave, you just crossed a fine line.
Well,
right now.
You crossed the line saying you're not even going to ship with us anymore. That's bullshit.
Excuse me?
Why would you even say that to me? That's so rude. Hello?
What do you mean? I just told you I don't want to be called every day.
Okay, and then you said, I'm going to go to UPS. That's what you were like.
Are you done?
I just don't see what your problem is, telling me you're going to leave us just because I'm providing a service for you.
You're not providing a service right now. You're wasting my time.
You're wasting our time. This is supposed to be a simple phone call. We should have been done with this minutes ago. And you're just being a dick.
You hanging up if you're done.
Why don't you hang up, you dick?
Hello, Roy. Roy, this is Chris. Got this note saying that you did something to my car.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a call. Just give me a call so we can figure out what's going on here. 312. Once again, my name is Chris. And just give me a call, Roy. Thanks. Bye.
All right, this one's in the Chicago area. He called about a week ago. We've been trying to call him, but he's not picking up.
Hello?
Hello, Chris?
Yep.
It's Roy. I left that note on your car last week.
Yep. Roy.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm at work right now, Roy.
Oh, where do you work at?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working for UPS.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, but I'm so sorry, Roy. I might have to... very busy right now, but I do have to talk to you about that.
Oh, how come?
I got to talk to you about that because, you know what? I can't talk right now.
Oh, just tell
me.
Give
me a call back tomorrow.
Just give me a quick preview of what we have to talk about.
Actually, you know what? I can't talk right now.
Oh, come on. You're driving me crazy. Come on.
Well, I can't because I'm at the UPS store.
and I'm picking up right now.
It's cool. It's just really quick. You could have done it by now. What happened?
Well, the note said that you scratched my car, and I saw nothing.
Yeah,
I saw nothing on the car.
Scratches. So, it's a term. It's a stoner term. I was in the back seat of your car hotboxing. I was sitting back there smoking a joint.
Okay.
That's all. I didn't hurt anything. I wanted to let you know in case you smelled it.
Okay. You know what? I didn't smell it.
Okay.
And right now, Roy, you're making no sense.
Why do you say that?
So now, I'm going to have to really get off the phone because you weren't in my car.
You're going to have to double get off the phone.
Yeah, you weren't in my car, so.
Yeah, I was just in there for like 10 minutes tops. I was just smoking a joint, that's all.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, why do you say I wasn't?
Because, you know, I didn't smell anything.
I know, but I had the window cracked, so that's probably why. Just a little bit, you know, I didn't want to suffocate in there. And I left the doors open for a while to air it out. I turned on the vents.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about right now?
I'm letting you know that's why you didn't smell it. I'm you know, I'm a nice guy about it. I'm not going to leave you with the smelly car. But I just...
You never was in my car.
Just for 10 minutes, I just smoked a quick joint. No big deal. Okay?
Let me check my phone.
I thought you had to get going.
626-269. Hmm. Well, I'm going to have to... I'm gonna call you back tomorrow.
For what? But I didn't even do anything. Why do you have to call me back?
Because, for one thing, I don't know who you are.
I'm Roy.
And you're talking crazy.
I'm not talking crazy. I just had a joint. I didn't have anywhere to smoke it.
I think you're high right now.
Maybe.
I think you're high right now.
Maybe a little.
And you left a note. And you left a note on my truck saying crazy shit. Okay?
What was on the note?
It's dark outside. And I'm loading up this shit. And I really don't have time for this.
I noticed you don't have much time right now. What did the note say?
It said, sorry, bro.
That's nice of me.
I scratched your car. Sorry, bro, I scratched your car.
Yeah, that's what I call people to be nice.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything. And said, what did it say? Roy.
Yeah, that's my name.
Who is Roy?
That's me. I'm Roy.
Okay. What are you doing?
So, no harm, no foul. That's what I always say. I guess we don't have anything to talk about. I just wanted to let you know, just in case you smelled from when I was sitting in your seat.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Roy.
You're welcome.
I'll be turning this number over to the cops also.
Why? For what? For me doing nothing? I didn't do anything.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'm at work, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. What are you doing at work? Are you unloading a truck?
No, I'm loading. I'm loading a UPS truck.
How heavy are the boxes?
They're heavy enough for me to not talk to you right now.
You know, you won't have to do that much longer. They're going to have robots to do all of this. They're going to have drones and self-driving UPS trucks. You don't have to worry about it. You're going to be out of a job before you know it. Everything will be fine.
I saw that on YouTube, but that's years from now. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, no, that's like 3 years away.
No, I'm not worried about that.
It's right around the corner. That's the problem. See, nobody's worried about it. It's just going to sneak up on us. We're all going to be jobless.
Well, thanks a lot for making my night better.
No, no problem. It's good to be blunt and honest and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Okay, Roy, you have a great night.
Just trying to help, that's all. Where do you have to... Oh.
That call was from 2017, so 3 years later was 2020, and the robots never took his job, probably. He was right, I was wrong, or at least I was a little bit off on that timeline. The call about the coffin delivery and that wife of his, that was from 2020, and the one with throwing a package on Beverly's roof, that was from 2021. I don't know when the FedEx call was from, but I'm sure it was before 2020. There's a robot of Beverly's voice if you ever want to make anyone call her and get cursed out by Beverly, and she'll make a bunch of weird threats at him. Her robot phone number is 270-558-1710. Get a family member to call that. It's hilarious. Beverly really tells him a thing or two. This next call is from 2018, and you're not going to believe what she does to retrieve her package.
Hello?
Hello, Gwen?
Yes.
It's Roy from FedEx. I'm the delivery guy.
Okay.
And I left a package for you today.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, did you find that?
Nope. Just a second. I'm headed to the front door right now.
Okay.
Ah, yes, there's a package.
Oh, no, that one's not from me, though. I didn't leave it on your front door. Does it say it's from FedEx?
No.
Yeah, see, that one's from someone else.
Did you leave it in the garage?
No. I left it two doors down. You know the house on the corner that has a pool in back?
Yeah.
I left it in, like, by their pool. You have to go in their backyard.
It's the people that are south of... There's two corner houses with pools.
Oh, they're on and Lane.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm walking over there, okay?
Okay, are you going to go in the backyard?
While I have you on the phone, I'm headed down to their yard. Hang on a second.
I climbed the fence.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know them all that well, but I'm sure they'll be...
They'll understand. It's a FedEx thing.
So you left it by the pool, you climbed the fence.
Yeah, but I think there's a gate.
There is a gate.
I'm just into parkour.
So where did you leave it in there? I don't want to go through their gate until I go knock on the door, but, where did you think you left it? Did you leave it by the gate or did you leave it?
Oh, more like it's pretty much in the pool. Like they have this, boat. Toy, like a floaty thing? And I put it on the boat toy.
I'm going to go ring their bell and see if, because I don't see a floaty toy right now.
Are you in the back?
Yeah.
Oh man, I hope it didn't sink, because it looked like, I don't think it would sink. It wasn't that heavy. But yeah, I used a pole to put...
I'm not understanding why you would do this. I mean, why didn't you just take it back to FedEx or leave me a note or something?
I don't know. I'm... I'm just...
Are you new to the job or something?
No. I've been a delivery driver for a couple of years now.
Oh.
I'm just ornery.
Let me ring the bell.
Why can't you just go in the backyard and get it?
Well, I'm going to go do that now that nobody's answered the door. Oh, wait, no, here, just a second.
Okay, great. This should be interesting.
I'm in the FedEx guy. He says he left a package for me. In a floaty. I didn't want to go in your backyard without telling you. Okay, I'll meet you back there. Yeah, he kind of laughed.
That's great. How did that go? Like, are they confused?
Yeah. Yeah, we're all confused.
Well, I'm not confused.
I'm not even sure what it is I'm expecting, so...
Well, what was the other thing that was on your porch?
I don't know. I haven't opened it because I just found it since you called me.
Well, you're welcome for that at least.
Yeah, I can't get his gate open. He must have it locked somehow.
I know. That's why I had to climb the fence. You should ask them why don't they ever invite you.
I can't
you.
Get it open.
Ask them why they don't ever invite you over to pool parties.
Because they have little kids and I don't.
Yeah, but that shouldn't make a difference. They should just let you come over anyway and hang out in the pool.
There is no floaty in the pool. There's no package in a floaty. The guy who owns the house is standing there with me. He didn't see anything.
That's weird. Do you think he stole it?
No. I think this is a very strange phone call, actually. I don't understand why the FedEx guy would leave a package for me two doors down in the neighbor's pool. I don't understand that. And we can't find it.
Yeah, that's just the way.
And I,
just the way we do things sometimes. It's a busy.
I've never known FedEx to do this to me. I'm 65 years old. I've never seen something like this. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, welcome to 2018, I guess.
Well, I hope it was nothing of value because nobody's seen it. I don't know what I was supposed to be expecting from FedEx. My husband had a birthday 2 days ago. Maybe somebody sent something.
Do you want me to talk to the neighbor? Like, can you put him on the phone?
I've left his house now. He didn't find anything.
I think he could be lying, possibly.
No. He's a fine man with a wife and two kids, and we've lived in the neighborhood next to him for 10 years.
And he's never had you over for a pool party.
I've been to his house for a pool party, but he has little kids. We don't socialize, you know, regularly. I don't have little kids.
But did he even let you use the pool, though?
Dude, what the hell? I'm not getting this. And, you know, if this is a wild goose chase, it's not very funny. I'm busy. I'm supposed to be leaving. And I'm kind of disturbed now. So if there's a package for me and it's lost and you need to go back and record it as undelivered.
Okay.
Because it wasn't delivered.
I wrote down that you signed for it.
What?
I wrote down that you signed for it when I put it in the pool. It was one
I
of those.
I did not.
I know, but I just.
I did not sign for it when you put it in the pool, so that's on you.
I know, but I just scribbled in the thing because you can never read those signatures anyway.
I know, and I'm going to say I wasn't there. I'm going to say I would never have had you do what you just told me you did. So you fix this.
Okay, well, I'm
sorry,
don't know.
This
I thought
is a crazy thing.
I thought I left it in a reasonable spot. It's just two houses down.
It's why didn't you leave it on the porch? Why didn't you talk? I have neighbors across the street and down the other places that were home.
Well, because nobody had
you know, if you're going to leave it somewhere else, you need to leave me a note that said you did that. You didn't even do that.
But you didn't have a wheelchair ramp.
No, you're right. I don't have a wheelchair ramp.
Yeah, why? Like, that's why I wouldn't be able to get up to the door.
Except that you climbed the guy's fence, so your story's not hanging together.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah. What the hell is this?
Well, I didn't say I was in a wheelchair. I'm just basically protesting the fact that nobody in this neighborhood has a wheelchair ramp.
Dude.
What?
I don't know what your issue is, and I don't know what your problem is, but if you had a package to deliver to me, it didn't get here, and you need to figure out how to get it to me.
Are you sure that guy
didn't
just take it?
I didn't know it was coming. What?
Are you sure the neighbor just didn't take it? Cause
yes, I'm positive. I'm positive that guy would not take a package that was for me.
I mean,
he would think it was weird that it was in his pool, and he would come knock on my door and go, hey, this is really weird. I don't know why, but there's a package in my pool for you. That's how, you know, we know each other that well.
Hmm.
But
he only
does not make any sense at all.
But he only had you over once in 10 years.
Dude. No, this is none of your business. You tell me you delivered a package to my neighbor's house. It's not there.
Well,
you tell me you said that I signed for it. I didn't.
It's pretty normal.
So you need to find the package, and you need to get it to me.
Okay.
And
it's
not my issue. It's yours.
Okay, fine. I'll go over there, and I'll talk to him, and I'll try and get him to give the package to me and tell him it's, you know, it's not cool to steal his neighbor's mail.
Yeah, you do that.
I'm gonna do that. I will.
And take it back to the FedEx office, and I'll go get it over there.
No, I could leave it.
Leave me a note where I have to go get it. I'm not going to be home, dude.
I'll deliver it again.
I'm leaving.
I'll deliver it again. I'll just leave it with the neighbor if you're not there.
Whatever. Whatever your protocol is, you didn't follow it. That's for sure.
No, it's completely normal for us to leave a package with a neighbor.
Yeah, well, nobody says leave it in a neighbor's pool where you have to jump the fence to put it there. And, you know, come on. That's ridiculous. Just, you know, I don't know why you would do that.
Well, don't tell
me. So I got to go. I'm supposed to.
Where are you going today? Ma'am?
Give me my package.
Oh, I'm sorry you cut out there. Where are you going today?
It doesn't matter. Bye.
All right, bye.
Hello?
Hello, Ruth?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Steve from Amazon. We've got a package that was, it's coming to your neighborhood today, and it looks like the delivery drone, it got all mixed up and it ended up in your house.
A delivery drone?
Yeah, they fly around. It's kind of like a miniature helicopter. That's how we do our deliveries now. And
our area?
Yeah. All over the country, we do delivery drone packages.
Son of a gun. I thought it was like Boston, you know.
Oh, no. Boston's Dallas, just, Boston's.
Something. So you think you've got one in my area?
Yeah, well, no, okay, it actually went into your house by accident. It came in the house.
Into my house?
Yeah, it's in there right
now. That would be very hard. It's very cold down here. It couldn't have gotten into my house.
Well, what's the temperature have to do with it? It's a robot. It doesn't care how cold it is.
Because all the doors are locked.
Well, no, it knows how to open doors and windows and stuff, so it can come in and bring in the...
Oh, it can't. You're full of malarkey.
Malarkey? What the hell?
That's absolutely... And I'm looking outside, and I don't see anything.
No, it's not going to...
It's
definitely inside your... it's in the house. It was in a bedroom just a minute ago. I was looking on the camera, and I think I saw you walk by at some point.
You know what? This is the best stupid call I've had all week.
Oh, well, thank you.
I don't believe you, but it's rather sad. Well, if I find anything in my house, I will call Amazon. How's that?
That would be,
I clean up today.
That would be great. Could you just open up your door so it can get out, you know, like a bird?
I don't see that happening right this minute. And if I see something flying around, I'll call the security at the desk.
Yeah,
they'll take care of it for you.
If you could just get a broom, if you see it flying around, get a broom and just be like, get.
I do not see that happening, but hands down, you're my best phone call all week.
Aw, thank you.
So you have a great day. You gave an old lady a good laugh.
I wish I could say the same about you.
There you go. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye, Ruth.
Hello.
Hello, Terry.
It is.
Hey there. It's Roy from the FedEx. I'm your FedEx driver.
Okay.
And I dropped off a package today at your house. They're on drive.
Uh-huh.
Are you home today?
I am. I just got home.
Okay, great. Yeah, I didn't leave it at the house, though. I left it up the street. I left it kind of... maybe two blocks away, sort of. It's kind of around. It's kind
of. Are you bringing it here now?
No. I left it on the side of. On the side of the road.
You left a package for me on the side of the road?
Yeah. Kind of by a stop sign. It's just up the road a bit.
Why would you do that?
Well, you guys didn't have a wheelchair ramp, so I couldn't get up on the porch. You're supposed
to... I don't understand what you're talking about. Maybe you have the wrong people.
Oh, no, it's definitely for you. Terry 38 Drive.
Right.
That's
I don't need a wheelchair ramp.
Well, sometimes, you know, delivery people do. And your house isn't wheelchair accessible. So I just left it out on the street.
No, that's not okay. I have multiple sclerosis, can barely make it to my car, let alone out down the block.
Yeah, but I couldn't even make it up to your porch, so I just left it down the street.
There's nothing in the way up to my porch but a brick sidewalk.
I know, but I am in a wheelchair, so my wheelchair can't really get over the hump.
Is this a joke?
No, why would I kid about this?
Well, because nobody in that... You would have left it by a tree in my driveway. They've done that before.
I know, but I just... I guess, in a way, it was kind of retaliation. Because you...
Well, I'll tell you what. In a way of retaliation, go pick it up and bring it to my driveway. I'll find it in the driveway.
Well,
they always leave it by the tree or the chairs that are out there in the driveway.
Yeah, well...
This is not okay, sir.
Do you know where court is? It's right by the stop sign.
It's not okay. I think this is a joke.
What? No, why would it be a joke? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, because it doesn't make any sense that a FedEx driver is calling me on the telephone to tell me to go down the street to pick up my package.
Well, it's just because you didn't have a wheelchair ramp.
Oh, come on. That's silly. No, nobody around here does.
Right, but, you know, maybe they should. Maybe you should set an example for the other neighbors.
Well, you know what? Maybe I should set an example. You're probably right.
Yeah, I think you should.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. It would be nice, but I couldn't afford it. I may need it in the near future, but I couldn't afford it. It's real easy because I use my walker all over the place, so...
Yeah, but, you know, I can't even afford a walker.
Hey, we have an extra. Come on in.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, maybe... Hey, can you tell your dog to shut up?
No, that's what I got him for.
He's barking really loud. What's he barking at?
I don't know. Noise.
Yeah, probably you. Probably you yelling too loud.
Oh, I'm not yelling at all.
I know. I'm just kidding. Well...
Okay, now what is this call all about?
I'm just a prank caller. I'm not really with FedEx. I was just kidding.
Well, it showed up as FedEx on my ID.
I know. I actually work at FedEx, and you don't. But you don't have a package today.
I didn't expect any, but go on.
I know. We're bored here today at the FedEx office, and we thought we'd make a prank call.
And now you want me to believe that?
You don't believe
you just
anything.
You had this huge thing on the news about all these carriers hiring people.
Hiring for what?
The holiday season deliveries.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, the busy season hasn't started quite yet. That starts next month.
No, that's why they're hiring now to train them so they're ready for the busy season. You're not a very good prank caller.
What are you talking about? What?
I used to be a perfect prank caller.
What kind of prank calls did you make?
Oh, all sorts.
Oh,
I harass all the ones that are going to come and arrest me because my taxes are overdue. They hate me.
You would make harassing prank calls to the IRS?
Well, when they leave me a number telling me they're the IRS, and if I don't call and go to Walmart and pay them with a Walmart card, that they're going to come right over and get me. Yeah.
Well, that's the fake IRS. What do you say to them? Do you just waste their time?
Yeah, pretty much like you're doing. But I'm
great.
Smiling.
I am, too. Even though I'm a bad prank caller, I'm smiling.
You're a good prank caller if you're smiling. Didn't you do it to get a laugh?
Yeah, but you're supposed to get really angry with me and scream at me, and you didn't do that.
Oh, I choose my battles wisely, son. My daughter has breast cancer surgery in the morning. I've got enough to worry about, yell about, and cry about, but I'm not going to let that happen.
That's good. Well, you know what? I'm just going to call your neighbors. I'm going to call the next person on the list. I'm going to tell them they need a wheelchair ramp.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with your wheelchair ramps.
I hope it
And congratulations
works out.
To FedEx for hiring those of an alternative lifestyle.
That's right. They need more people like us.
I don't know, but you made my day.
Well, that's great.
All right, honey, bye.
All right, bye.
Good afternoon. This is Christine.
Hey, Christine, this is Roy from the FedEx.
Hi.
Hey, we were doing a delivery there the other day. I believe it was on a Monday.
Okay.
Are you not open on Monday?
Oh, yeah, that's the only day we're closed.
Okay, well, someone was in there, though, because our UPS
driver... It could have been the owner, maybe in the back working.
Yeah.
She lives on the property.
Well, you know how there's that window up in front?
Yep.
There was a lady at the window, and she was not letting us in, and she was winking her butthole at the driver.
What?
Yeah.
That's not good.
So, yeah, that's just not very professional. If you could just ask her to not wink her butthole at our drivers.
Yeah, that doesn't seem okay at all.
Okay, well, I'm
really sorry about that. Is there anything that I can pass along that? I have to pass along that for sure.
If you could just write down a note that just please don't wink your butthole at the driver like that. Because it's not professional.
Yeah, you got it.
Are you sure it wasn't you?
No, I'm never here on Mondays.
Okay, so you only wink your butthole on the other days if the driver shows up?
No.
Okay, well, I don't think it's that funny. I just, you know, it's like really upset the driver.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I mean, I'm not here on the weekend. I mean, during the week, you know, in that capacity, so I'm not sure. If you want me to grab her, I can have you talk to her.
Oh yeah, if she's there, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hey there, it's Roy from FedEx.
Yeah.
And we delivered a package there. I guess it was on Monday, a couple Mondays ago, and I guess you were at the window and you thought it'd be funny to wink your butthole at the driver. And we can't have that.
Are you sick?
Sick?
Are you like really sick? And are you? I want some proof that you're calling from FedEx. I'm gonna file a complaint. I have never heard such a thing in my life.
Well, no, we're the ones that should be upset, not you, because you're the one that's at the window.
No, I'm upset. How dare you? I am a businesswoman. How dare you call with this complaint? Who's ever said that is sick in the head.
Well, you have no right to wink your butthole at our drivers.
Excuse me?
And
you know what? This is a bunch of bullshit. If someone has a complaint, I want them to come to this store and tell me, and I am going to file a complaint because I don't believe this is FedEx. First of all, you don't make calls on Sundays. And
yes,
second of all, that never happened. Let me finish. And if one of your drivers claim that, you ought to fire him on the spot, because if you don't, I'll make sure he gets fired. Do you understand me?
It was two different drivers. They both said you're winking your butthole.
How dare you? You're pissing me off. How dare you? What? I'm filing a formal complaint.
How dare you? It pisses me off that you're winking your butthole at my drivers.
How dare you? I don't believe you. What is your name?
I already told you. It's Roy. You should listen.
No. I want a last name.
Okay. Well, you don't have to yell at me. I'm not the one that winked my butthole.
I can't believe you're making this call. FedEx has more integrity than that. And if you are FedEx, shame on you.
Well, why does it have anything to do with integrity if you're winking your butthole at my drivers?
Listen, you know what? You're not FedEx. Go do something better in your life.
Then what are you getting upset for?
Pardon me?
Who's that laughing in the background? It's just a big old joke to you guys.
Who is that laughing in the background? That's my disabled husband, who's a vet. He's laughing. He can't hear the whole conversation. But he's hearing some of it. How dare you? Oh, my God. You know how long I've been dealing with FedEx? Do you know who I am? I have integrity in this community. How dare you?
Well,
I don't believe
you
anyway.
Right. It doesn't give you the right to wink your butthole at
people. I think this is a bunch of baloney.
It does not give you the right to wink your butthole at my drivers just because you have
integrity. Okay, I'm ending this phone call, and if you call here again, I'm calling FedEx on Monday, and I'm going to find out if this is legit.
Oh, it's legit. You'll talk to me when you call. You'll see.
Who are you?
This is Roy. I already told you.
No, I want to know what your position is, Roy.
I'm the manager here at the local office.
Where's the local office,
Roy? You fucking idiot. It's right here.
Oh, excuse me? What did you just say?
I said it's right here.
No. What was that you just said?
No, I didn't say anything. You're hearing things.
I heard what I heard.
No.
I'm ending this phone call because I'm not wasting my valuable time, and I'm going to just find out the facts, and I'm going to file a formal complaint against you.
Well, I tell you what, if you wink your butthole at any of my drivers again, we won't deliver to your place.
Do you all know who she is? Do you know who she is? How dare you? All right, that's going to do it for today's calls. I hope everybody enjoyed those. I haven't done any of these delivery calls in quite a while now. I need to do more of these. These were fun to listen to. Be sure to check out the website, worldofprankcalls.com. There's a lot of prank call stuff on there. Most of these calls came from my podcast called The Snowplow Show, which is at snowplowshow.com. And you should be listening to live prank call shows. Those are a lot of fun. And there's a lot of those listed over at worldofprankcalls.com. There's a bunch of them in the sidebar and also in the menu option on the top. If you're not listening to live prank calls, then you are missing out.
I am Steve. There are many other Steves, but there is only one that is me. I am Steve. I could have been a David or a Gene, but then I wouldn't really be me. And I am Steve in the morning, Steve in the eve, Steve in the mirror looking back saying, who is me? I am Steve. Miss it, run, Stevie, do what you can. Get you a house and a car and some happiness. Go, Stevie, be the best Steve you can be. Run, Stevie, do what you can. And if it doesn't work, just try it again. But if you do it right, you'll be kicking back at night saying, yes, I'm living the dream. I am Steve. I am Steve. I'm still working on myself, but Steve still needs a little help. What's it mean? Why should I get out of bed? Am I the only Steve with a voice in my head singing, run, Stevie, do what you can. Get you a house and a car and some happiness. And if it doesn't work, just try it again. But if you do it right, you'll be kicking back at night saying, yes, I'm living the dream. I am Steve. In the little Steve Holmes, all singing. Run, Stevie, do what you can. Get you a house and a car and some happiness. Call Stevie, be the best Steve you can be. Run, Stevie, do what you can. And if it doesn't work, just try it again. But if you do it right, you'll be kicking back at night saying, yes, I'm living the dream. I am Steve.
Left a package for me on the side of the road?